This is the Community Podcast with Zach Beard and Aaron Marco, two Morgantown real estate agents highlighting the good people of our city and state. We're taking you behind the sign, connecting interesting people, places, and faces, why they do what they do, and how they came to be doing it. We're building a better community. Oh, man, Aaron. So it seems like a lot of good conversations start with a cup of coffee.
Well, that is the lubrication that gets everything moving, man.
That's exactly
in many
right.
ways.
We're drinking something from Zeke's downtown this morning.
Well, courtesy of A.J. Hammond brought it in
for us. Courtesy of that, yeah.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, guys. This is exciting. I'm glad to be here talking about our community. It's a great community, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And Zeke's is, Zeke's is not paying for this. We paid for this. But Zeke's is a great addition to our downtown, great feature, and we need more things like Zeke's and like some of the other businesses that we have down there.
Pastries look terrific, man, and the coffee tastes fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, is everything made in-house there?
They make it every morning themselves. Grace, Grace Hutchins, she owns Zeke's and the Apothecary. She's working like 48-hour days, I think. She's literally right. not sleeping. She gets there early. She makes all the pastries. They make all their sauces, everything. They've got tacos, burritos, different bowls. I mean, it's always busy. And in the middle of COVID, to have a business downtown that serves breakfast foods that is always busy. Now, Grace might, want to do better, maybe, who
sure.
knows. But,
yeah.
but every time I go in there, there are people there. And that's exciting. And that's just right. showing that people will get behind businesses who are doing it, putting out a good product, good services, good people.
Absolutely.
People in our community will get behind that.
Is it kind of set up where she makes so many once they're sold, they close for the day, or is it?
They close at 3, okay. but if they sell out of a pastry, for example, they won't have that anymore.
Totally.
That's what they got for the day. But they've got, like I said, they're doing tacos, they're doing burrito bowls, breakfast bowls, things like that, and they'll keep making them until 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Very eclectic menu.
Our owner over at Compass, Ryan, he loves Zeke's breakfast burritos.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
He'll bring those in. Those are incredible.
I don't know, and I could be wrong, but I don't know of anywhere else in Morgantown that has breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos. And so she found a niche, and she met it. I mean, it's amazing. She worked for a long time, I think, to make sure she had all the recipes right and everything right, and she did it, and my hat's off to her. We go probably more than I should, but I have to start going to the gym now.
There you go. Maybe we need to do a breakfast burrito competition
Morgantown,
because I know there's a few good places, and Zeke's one of them, and then our recovering chef over here, he's got his own little niche.
I got a breakfast taco that is hard to beat, man.
Are you kidding me? Now, what do you put on it?
Well, here's the thing. It's got to be a corn tortilla,
okay.
lightly fried in a skillet, right, with a little bit of bacon grease. I hard fry an egg. I use chorizo, chopped cilantro, and
that sounds amazing. And I was going to ask you about chorizo. She's got chorizo, and that's the only place the only place downtown that's got chorizo. And so, if you've got chorizo, that might be a good. We might have to test that out.
We got a match going on.
There we go. So, AJ, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're very involved in the downtown scene and trying to get that kind of revitalized and.
Yeah,
refreshed.
Yeah. My wife and I have been in Morgantown now for 4 years, and since we moved here, we've been excited about downtown and the potential that it has. She went to school here, so she remembers it. Even the last few years, as there have been more things, and it comes and goes. But a thriving downtown has businesses that are coming and going, and that's what makes it thrive. So I'm being originally from York, Pennsylvania. When I was growing up in York, there wasn't a lot going on there. It's a larger city, certainly larger than Morgantown, but there wasn't a lot downtown especially. But midway through, my school, they put a minor league baseball park right downtown. And then when they built the stadium, they built a building next to it and a building next to it. Now every time I go back for the holidays or anything, York has, there's new restaurants, breweries, coffee shops, new housing, better housing, and I saw what they were doing, and it was one company that really and two guys that really started getting this going, and after they really got York to a point of people started to bypass all of the negative thoughts about it and the negative connotations about it, everyone else started to get involved in that, and now it's hard to buy even an old rundown building in downtown York. It's hard to buy because there's such a desire to convert it to quality housing. So when I moved to West Virginia, I was expecting to only be here for a short period of time and didn't know what would end up happening. But we fell in love with the place and fell in love with all the architecture, the people, the just the community, the pride that's here.
Oh, definitely. It's hard not to.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I mean, you're from Washington, right? So you're from, and you came across the country and everybody comes here for different reasons, but you fell in love. You could have gone anywhere else, but you stayed here in Morgantown, yeah. Right? And our close proximity to natural resources, to hiking, biking, skiing. We've got Cheat Lake here. You know, we've got rivers nearby. I mean, this is an amazing. We've got everything except for the ocean.
For the ocean, yeah. That's,
you know?
Right.
Well, there's no doubt there's a lot of great things here in Morgantown as far as quality of life issues, especially being outdoors oriented and things of that nature. However, myself being my 51st trip around the sun at this point in time, got a little bit longer line of sight than maybe you two guys here on Morgantown itself, although Zex played quite a key role being downtown for years too. You've been here 20 years.
Yeah, I'll say 20.
Yeah, right. So I've seen a lot of things change in downtown Morgantown, and a lot of them not for the better over this period of time. And you said there was some parallels between York having some of the similar problems. What were some of those similar problems you see, and how are you guys working to remedy those from the Main Street aspect?
Yeah, well, so in York it was a ghost town. I mean, it was huge, similar to Morgantown. They originally, the center of town was where all the business happened, and then over time they just bid out, and they've got it's a donut with the whole being downtown. But if you think about it, all the housing, all the infrastructure, all the everything was built around that hole. Mm-hmm. So how do we start bringing people back into that hole? And that's what in York, their approach was, hey, minor league ballpark. Well, of course, we did that here in West Virginia in Morgantown.
Right.
But we added to that donut hole. And that's not a bad thing. But the truth is, we've got beautiful homes with character that are right off of our downtown in South Park and First Ward and even Wiles Hill up there. And, yeah, you start mingling in with some student housing. But there are still a lot of families who are involved in our community, who are working, living, raising their families right downtown. So it's not going to go away.
Well, downtown's going to need to be able to provide a business climate that businesses can succeed in down there. And I think one of the biggest impediments, it seems to be easier to build a new location than it is to come in and take one of these older buildings and rehab it. Are there any kind of projects in the works that would maybe limit the amount of money going in, or any kind of tax credits or something for someone to come in and pick up some of these older buildings and rehab them?
Yeah, there absolutely are. And you're right. We need more people working downtown. We need more people living in the immediate proximity to downtown. And you see that with Michael Mills and the Mills Group. He just took an old abandoned building, restored it, built a glass bump out of him. It's beautiful.
It looks nice.
It's amazing. Yeah. And it's right on our high street. Across the street, we've got Hotel Morgan. And that is part – and north on the north end of High Street, with – it's this is more of a probably student-geared housing, but with the Chipotle, there's a Chase Bank in there, things like that. That is all an opportunity zone, which was an economic development tool to start – I believe it was to allow property owners to not have to, and investors to not have to pay capital gains tax.
Right, at least defer it.
Or defer it, right.
Use capital gains tax to invest in that with a deferred payment later.
Okay, till 2040, I think it is. So it's like 20 years. And we saw investment in our downtown because of that. We've got a facade improvement grant that Main Street offers. And I work at Citizens Bank of Morgantown, and we took advantage of that. We've had several others take advantage of these facade improvement grants, where that building, that it's the Brock Reed Wade building where 10202 is on the opposite side of High Street. They just did it. They improved their an entire storefront across from Pathfinder that they use this Main Street Morgantown and the City of Morgantown have combined to do this facade improvement grant. I believe it's up to $5,000 to match if you want to paint, if you want to
windows, et cetera.
Whatever. Yeah, Citizens Bank, we got it cleaned. We got the building repointed, the bricks, and we've got, it's like a 7-floor building. So it's a pretty large building right next to the courthouse.
That sounds like a terrific program and a great way to inspire people, you know, take advantage of that and get their buildings updated and look a little bit better. Are you seeing a lot of people take advantage of that program?
It's been a coin flip. I mean, we would love to see more, you know.
What's the criteria for that?
You know, the biggest thing is just being able to do it. You've got to put some skin in the game, and you need to take an initiative to improve your own building, but the city and Main Street will match that. So
it's a dollar for dollar match.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are they getting their funding to throw that in?
It's as part of the city's tax dollars and it's our public funds. So I believe it'd be from the BNO. I don't know exactly how that the city structures their budget, but I just know
because that's a program I was unfamiliar with, and probably a lot of our listeners are unfamiliar with, and I think it's a great idea.
Exactly, because we go down there and you want to see, you don't want to see a building that's painted blue, or you don't want to see a building that's vacant, got broken windows, kicked in windows, whatever. And this is this the city and Main Street getting behind that and supporting that. So we can certainly do more. I mean, there's more that could and I hope will be done. We've got it. The city of Morgantown just hired a new city manager. Kim Haas came from Bridgeport, and he did an incredible job in Bridgeport. His thought in Bridgeport was to see a lot of their downtown. They don't. If you've been to Bridgeport, it's kind of a winding main street. It's Route 50, runs right through the middle of town, and they've really been able to improve their community, improve their downtown, and hopefully he'll do this. He'll be able to at least initiate and get the ball rolling and get some of the right people on at the table to make this happen in Morgantown.
Yeah, definitely. I think another thing, you know, once we get back to this nice weather, that new amphitheater is going to help draw a lot of people down there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. At the Hazel Ruby McQuain Park, they just finished that. It's done. The amphitheater's done. They restored the train depot there behind Wings Olay and there's a housing complex there. And it's beautiful. If you've been down there, trail runs right through it. And they've got the boat launch. They've got kayak storage down there where you could keep your kayak in storage right at the Walnut Street Landing.
Really?
And you don't have to. They've got these big lockers that you can just go down there to put your kayak in the locker, lock it up, go home. Because it's hard to maybe, if you're on your way home from work and it's a beautiful day, and, well, I got to go home, get the kids, get my kayak. I've got a small car or whatever. You can leave it down there.
That's an extra hour of labor just to get set up.
Right, and then, exactly. And so now we're going to start seeing more people using the Mon River. I mean, we get our drinking water from the Mon River. Mm-hmm. So anyone who has a negative view on the Mon River, I understand maybe what it used to be, but that is a healthy, healthy river, and that's where we get our drinking water.
Yeah, they've done a great job cleaning that up over the years. Yeah. As a kid, I used to fish that river nearly every day in the summertime. I spent a lot of time on that river, and I've seen a lot of great progress they've had in cleaning that river up, and looks fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so between I mean, there's a lot of investment going on even down there. So you start at Sargasso, and you go all the way down to Star City, Terra Cafe.
Terra Cafe, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. So you've got about a 4 mile stretch that you can get in at Table 9. WVU has a dock down there. The city has a dock down there, but WVU rowing team works out down there. You go 4 miles down the river, past the Core Arboretum. You go right down. You can see Woodburn Hall. The new WVU Business School is going to be right there on the river. And on a summer day, spring day, you can go out there in a canoe, kayak, stand up paddleboards, and you have a blast. It's right in our backyards. Yeah, we've got Cheat Lake, and that's an amazing asset in Morgantown as well. But right within the heart of town is this. We've got our own little playground in the Mon River, and which may sound silly, but I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful feature and a great asset to our town.
A lot of missed opportunities there.
Absolutely. If you go to Frederick, Maryland, Frederick's got this really amazing old warehouse district that they restored, and they have a creek that runs right through the town. And this creek is you know, maybe a foot and a half wide, 2 feet wide. They've built an entire downtown outdoor dining. You know, they've got an amphitheater around a creek. We've got an entire river that runs to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yep.
In our right in the heart of town. And so we just need to open our eyes a little bit and see that, yeah, the university is an amazing feature and we're an asset to our town. And it's great that we have the university, but we don't need to gear everything towards student housing. We can make Morgantown an attractive place to live, work, play, raise a family, in addition to having the university with all the student housing.
No doubt. So, you know, a lot of people, you'll hear them complain about parking downtown. If you set that aside, and, you know, if someone were to come to you and say, you know what, AJ, you get one opportunity here. What would be your one fix that could help really change things up?
I think we need more quality housing and not necessarily affordable housing, but we need quality housing that people would want to live in that is not going to break the bank.
Near downtown. That's a tough thing to do because, you know, you go back even 3-4 years in South Park area, those homes, you know, they were just escalating, you know, day after day. It seemed sale after sale. They would just kept going up and up and up. And it almost, I don't want to cast negative light over there, but it almost seemed like they priced themselves out of the market a little bit. And now that's kind of leveled out and you kind of got to reevaluate some of those things. And it's tough for a lot of people because you got to invest a little bit of money,
right?
You know, to maybe bring those up to right. current standards, but
right. Well, and I'll tell you, yeah. South Park's. I live in South Park. South Park's got more history than any other neighborhood in our entire town.
Oh, and it's filled with just beautiful homes. You can't find character like that anymore.
Exactly. We've had state senators live in South Park. We've had the ML Brown was the first warden at the state penitentiary in Moundsville. We've had scholars, we've had Rhodes scholars, we've had university presidents, we've had more people living in South Park than probably anywhere else in West Virginia in terms of recognizable, notable people. And their houses are still there, and people are caring for their houses. Now, I think the reason you see it maybe takes a little bit longer to sell. They're large houses. I mean, some of these houses are 3,000 and 4,000 square feet homes for $500,000, and a lot of them don't have huge yards. But every now and then, you know, they're still beautiful homes, beautiful, tremendous history, for one, and there's still a lot of people that live there. So they may take a little bit longer to sit on the market.
Yeah, but I think, you know, a lot of people, they'll hint back at, you know, the heating, the windows, and those are a couple of big expenses. Now, if a home, let's say, is on that national registry for the historic registry, there are some grants available for some people like that too.
There are. Now, I'll be honest, we only have one or two maybe on the National Register of Historic Places. Waitman T. Willie's house, which is right next to MHS, and then the Alexander Wade house, which is even closer to MHS, over there by Alpha Associates Architects, right off of, I can't remember what
Prairie
that road
Avenue.
Prairie Avenue.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Do you happen to know what it takes to get a home on that registry? Because I feel like there's still a lot that maybe qualify but aren't on it.
There ought to be more. So the South Park has a historic district, which it runs from Coben Avenue right as you cross the Pleasant Street Bridge, mm-hmm. to Kingwood Street, up to Grand Avenue on the Grand Street, right in the main street up to J.W. Wiles' house. There's a castle on the very top of the hill with a copper turret. He helped build all of the entire South Park and many other developments in the neighbor or in town, and it goes over to past MHS where Wilson bends around. People call it the cow house. There's a house over there, and that's kind of where the South Park Historic District stops.
Okay,
and then there's Chancery Hill, which is right next to that. That people, it's basically South Park, but it's its own. It was a little bit newer development. South Park was built first, and then they went to Chancery Hill. To do that, the university's gotten some of these developments, these neighborhoods on the National Register of Historic Places. But it you can you just apply. There is a form, an application form you fill out, and you have to explain the architectural history, the maybe notable history, who lived there, things like that. And then there's national and local funding. West Virginia State Historic Preservation Office has rolling grants, but. More often than not, those are for, or it's easier maybe to be used for a commercial building in a downtown district.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, back to that final point. I think we need more housing downtown in the buildings above, because we've got, if you go downtown, we've got a lot of, there's a lot of student housing, but there's not many young professional loft style housing that is really quality with you know, kind of the modern amenities that people are looking for. And that's what we need. We've got a lot of empty buildings downtown. We've got not only empty retail, although those are few and far between, but up the second and third and fourth levels of some of these buildings are storage.
They're underutilized. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Absolutely. And yeah. I think if you go to another city, and not so much in West Virginia, but I'll tell you, and Ty Bullock is in Charleston, West Virginia, and he's working on Elk City, which is west side of Charleston, and it's where Kinship Goods is. There's Burgers and Brews or Books and Brews. There's a burger place. There's all these. There's a record store. There's all this stuff going on down there. And he has taken these old buildings and revitalized them and cleaned them up and put businesses in there and put housing. And now they had not long ago was a desolate, completely abandoned neighborhood, is now a thriving neighborhood that's being featured in national magazines, national websites, national just different publications, celebrating and showcasing the work that Ty and his team are doing down in Elk City. And there's no reason why we can't do that in Morgantown.
Well, that's terrific. And I want to circle back just a little bit talking about the rail trail, which I think is a great attribute to Morgantown and the amphitheater. I think it's going to be a neat thing down there, especially if we get past this COVID thing and people can really get out and start enjoying things together again. Right. But that brings up one of the other unique impediments, I think, for a lot of people in downtown. It's certainly kind of a negative right now, and it is the homeless population down there. And in no way to disparage them, but what is Main Street involved in, or how do you see that taking place to limit that or to help these people and maybe get them out of the downtown area a little bit or give them something else to do?
Yeah, definitely. It is an issue. I think it's a larger issue even than just in Morgantown. I think it's certainly in York, Pennsylvania, where I'm from, and most other cities, unfortunately. Main Street is represented by Christian Help, and one of our board members is works with Christian Help. I think that there's the city and is working towards some other things, and Main Street is trying to be more of a help with that, and just in how can we assist you with whatever help you may need, rather than necessarily leading that charge. But I do think we have people in place that are there's so many conversations happening about that, and I think that moving forward there are some things. I mean, it just came out in the news with the deal at the Ramada Inn and seeing what happens out there.
Yeah, anything you can update us on it? I think there is a genuine desire from all parties to really help these people get the resources they need and transition out of a homeless state and into a more secure housing situation. Right. Anything you can update us on what's taking place at the Ramada?
You know, I honestly am not. I don't really know much more than yeah. anyone would just from reading the newspaper. I hope that it will make a difference and that they get the help that they need and that we're able to offer these services, which I think is necessary, absolutely necessary, and we need to help these people get back to be realizing, feeling that they are people themselves, you know, because you get down on yourself and I couldn't even imagine and being in their shoes.
No, and I don't think we want to imagine.
But, no, exactly.
But that thing's been going on for quite a while now out at the Ramada. So,
yeah, so hopefully, I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful that that we can offer these services and maybe offer these services better in one location and alongside of that, you know, improve our downtown. And I don't know I don't know if there's a magic bullet for either of these issues, but I know that if we need to work together and work hand in hand to see both of these things be addressed and improved.
So if we shift gears a little bit too, you have a strong desire to see downtown improve and businesses help them out a lot too. And one of your roles at Citizens is public relations, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very involved with the PPP program.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing thing. You know, a lot of businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurs that we rely on have struggled over the year.
Right.
And you've, you're out there helping them get those.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for everybody, and you know, we're excited to see this through and hope that we're turning the corner. But the Paycheck Protection Program has been a huge lifeline for these small businesses, and the SBA really was kind of the leader in getting these loans out, and they relied on the local banks to fund these accounts. Citizens Bank has been really thankful and fortunate to have been able to help a lot of these of our local businesses. Morgantown's community is built around these small businesses, and we need these businesses for our town to thrive, and we were really fortunate to be able to help them and get them funded and funded quickly so that they were able to pay their employees and that, you know, we were able to keep Morgantown just going through a really uncertain time last spring and certainly through the summer.
Well, things can fall apart real quick when you can't pay your employees. You know, they got to go somewhere where they can make money. And so then you got to rehire and you have to retrain and do all this. It is an enormous expense.
Right.
So it's certainly been a helpful program. Have you seen a lot of the businesses downtown utilizing that program?
Yeah. We really have. And it's been awesome. We've got a lot downtown. We've got the breweries. We've got coffee shops. We've got leather shops. We've got dress shops. We've got so many restaurants, architecture firms. There's literally, we have so much down there. And fortunately, we were able to service their PPP loans for many of them. And it's really cool that Citizens Bank of Morgantown, we've been in our same spot on High Street since 1922. It's a family-owned business. We're a small business. We are not the Citizens Bank that you see sponsoring the Philadelphia Phillies stadium. We have one location owned by the Camp family. And they've been in the family for almost 100 years. So the fact that we're a small family-owned bank, small business that has been able to support our neighbors and the folks that we hang out with, that we live next door to, and certainly do business with. So we're really thankful to be able to serve all these great men and women who make our community spin and thrive.
Yeah, that bank's definitely a core part of Morgantown, or downtown Morgantown. Absolutely is.
Yeah, we've been there, like I said, we've been there for a long time, and it's pretty amazing. E.L. Camp started the bank in 1922. He worked as a teller at another bank on Chancery Row, and he started giving out loans on the side. He started people would come to him, and he, with his own personal money, would start loaning money to people. And in 1922, walked across the street and started Citizens Bank of Morgantown. It was originally Citizens Savings and Loan, and it changed a few different names, but it's always been Citizens. And pretty amazing how one guy was able to start such a community asset, really. And fun fact is that we gave out the first automobile loan in West Virginia. Certainly Morgantown.
Morgantown, really? Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, my dad still has an account down there. They've been an important part of the downtown scene. You know, personally, we've had three different locations downtown, so we were part of the downtown community since the early 80s, either 80 or 81. You know, we've had an establishment down there for many, many years.
We got to bring you back. So, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Amazing.
I don't know that I'm going to get back into the food business at any point soon. There's a lot of competition down there. You know, it's funny. You know, at one point in time, obviously, my dad was the only Middle Eastern restaurant available, and now there was like three or four on High Street alone. You know,
yeah, pretty definitely. Amazing. Chang Thai is a popular one. There's Fresh Mint. There was Rawabi recently, just changed its name to Zach Food. So we do have several, the Great Wall Chinese place. So there are, although not maybe well, the not Middle Eastern, but there are several.
Well, there's certainly an eclectic amount of food to choose from downtown. There's no doubt about that. Right. There's all kinds of different choices down there. And, you know, really everybody wants to have a good, thriving downtown location. And, you know, Morgantown downtown has had its trouble over the years. You know, it seemed to me, years ago, that when they shut down the all the bars in Sunnyside and kind of just drove them all downtown is when a lot of the trouble really started to happen. You started to have a lot of students drinking and partying all night downtown. And that seemed to be one of the initial starting points for a lot of the trouble, I think, that we saw downtown for the rest of the businesses.
Right. Yeah, that's that was happened before I ever moved to town, but I've certainly heard those types of things. And but I think, you know, Morgantown's such a unique place where we have the students, but we also have so many folks that live here full time and raise their families here. And so there certainly still are things to do with your family downtown. You can walk from South Park or any of the neighboring neighborhoods, walk downtown. You can, in a non-COVID year, you can go to the Metropolitan Theater. You can go to the Met Billiards Parlor. You know, there's an arcade down there. You can go see a show, do something, walk over to you can get dinner before, see the show, go get ice cream after. I mean, there is still, it's not dead. We are, you know, Morgantown downtown is not dead, and it's certainly not. You know, it has its issues. Everywhere has its issues, but we are working hard to revitalize it and celebrate what we do have down there, because there are a lot of great things going on down there.
There are, yeah. And I feel like sometimes they're just not highlighted enough. You know, right. It's so easy to drive to Pittsburgh, you know, park, walk 10 blocks to go to your favorite restaurant. But in Morgantown, you know, you're going to the same thing. We always complain about parking again. But like you said, there's how many parking garages are
there's
there?
There's two parking garages, 12 parking lots. So you might, and plus all the on-street parking.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, you got to feed the meter, put a quarter in. There's a Park Mobile app that you can download the app. You put in your debit card information. It reminds you within 15 minutes of when you're going to expire. And then you just add more time, and it's amazing. So right from your phone, you can do everything. You can literally, before you even get there, if you see the spot, you can put it, have your driver, we're not doing this while we're driving, but you could have your co-pilot park, you know, decide, figure out the parking area that you're in, pay to park right there, get out, lock your car, and you could be closer than you would be if you go to Target or Walmart or any big box store. You don't have to walk nearly as far, or certainly the mall. I mean, you can be right there supporting locals, supporting your neighbors, supporting your friends and family, by going downtown and being closer than you would be if you went anywhere else.
Well, you know, AJ, you'll see people do this all the time. They'll complain about parking somewhere, but then go in and walk, you know, 3 miles in a store making laps, but they won't walk the 50 yards, you know, from where they park to the front door.
Right, right. So, yeah, and it's, hey, it's a misconception, and or, you know, it's just human nature. We've got drive-thrus. How can it be so easy for me? How can it be the most, how can whatever task I need to accomplish be done most efficiently and effectively?
Definitely.
And I get that. And that makes sense. That's smart. But at the same time, we want to have a thriving downtown. We want to have local places. We're connected with place where we live in Morgantown, or we went to school in Morgantown, or we work there, or whatever. So we're connected with that. So we want to see Morgantown thrive, so we can be proud of it. Because we are proud people in West Virginia, and certainly proud people in Morgantown. And we're proud to be from here, and live here, and work here. So, how can we? You know, maybe it's a sacrifice to get out of my car,
sure,
to make this a better place instead of sitting in the drive-thru.
Well, the world's not a drive-through. It's not a drive-through world.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And I tell you, one of the really neat concepts I like here, while the nightlife thing is really important, every downtown community needs to provide the nightlife thing, and that's all fantastic. But I really like this idea of this outdoors experience commingled with the downtown experience with the rail trail there. You know, Wamsley Cycles, you can rent a bicycle down there, and you can ride up and down the rail trail. There's a lot of experiences that you can take part in the downtown area without it being a party-related kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we've got the trail. We've got, like I said, we've got concerts.
Is anybody renting kayaks down there?
That is in the works, especially with this new Walnut Street Landing. I'm not sure. I know Pathfinder does rent. You can rent kayaks from Pathfinder, but that's, you know, that's up the hill from the landing.
Yeah.
But that is in the works to have a rental facility down there right at Walnut Street. So you can literally go down there, park your car, listen to a concert, rent a kayak, go out there. You can literally, when we start having concerts, which hopefully this summer we've got some on the books, we'll have to go out there, sit in the Mon River, hang out, watch the sunset, listen to the music. It's a beautiful, beautiful event space right in the heart of our town, and people drive by it every day. I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars that drive on Beechhurst down High Street over the Pleasant Street Bridge into Westover. I mean, thousands of cars around here, and we drive right by it because we get in our
Do you think they'll bring fireworks back?
Yeah, I hope so. They ought to. You know, that's another thing that that is even newer since I've been on Main Street. I need to find out the backstory of that, but maybe Citizens Bank of Morgantown will bring back some fireworks and do this because
that brought, I wouldn't even say thousands of people downtown just for that.
Yeah,
whole day.
Right, and you know, we have in a non-COVID year, Hops on the Mon and West Virginia's birthday, Family Day. I mean, they definitely try to get more events going on downtown, and hopefully, and I think we're moving in that direction. High Street is a state road, so being a state road, we don't have the city and locally, we don't have a lot of control over what happens on High Street. But I think we're working towards getting that changed. 10202, perfect example. During COVID, in order to stay in business, they had to do outdoor dining because people weren't allowed in and it's dangerous and all that. So Michael Mills and the Mills Group and many others, and forgive me for anyone I missed who was involved in that, but I know the city, Michael Mills, 10202, they built an amazing parklet right there in front of 10202. Beautiful stone barriers, wooden decking there. It was awesome, and it was popular, and people went. And the state, said that was dangerous or whatever for whatever reason. And again, these are things that I don't know all the details about. So I'm sure that there were legitimate reasons for this, but they made 10202 remove that. Now I hope that we can get that put back this year, and that could be another nice feature for downtown Morgantown.
Certainly. I mean, go to Pittsburgh on Penn Street or Penn Ave, and that's one thing that's helped kept them thriving is
exactly
all those, you know, Bourbon and Bridges, the meatball place, all those little restaurants right there. They got that outdoor experience.
Right. So we need that in our town because people will go. If if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
They did. I mean, they built an outdoor dining area, and they did, and it was nice, and you could spend your Friday and Saturday night downtown Morgantown eating outside a quality meal, great drinks, you know, everything. You have a big city feel. You guys had Darlene on here not long ago, and that was the title of your podcast, Big City, you know, Small Town, Big City, or big, you know, and that's what we have. We have, so let's do those things and capitalize on those opportunities. And this outdoor dining was one. And again, I'll say what I said earlier, Kim Hall is our new city manager. He is on board. He's supportive. And hopefully we can get this moving in the right direction. You know, this year was the first year that the city was able to maintain snow removal on High Street. That's a step in the right direction. So, you know, the more that we can maintain and protect and care for state roads, for example, and internally and do it ourselves, well, let's do that. So that way we can capitalize on this and start having a little bit more decision-making power for events and for how we can improve our community.
Sure. Let's see about having him on the podcast. Maybe you can
I think that'd be great. I'd love to do it. He, like I said, he's a great guy. He's got a lot of experience. He's originally from Arizona and worked many years in Ohio and in Bridgeport. And then now most recently here in Morgantown. We've had four or five city managers in the last 10 years, you know, and that's not, you need more consistency. Sure. You know, you need to get and even, you know, eye on the prize and keep working towards that. And it's hard enough with constantly changing city councils. So you need at least someone who is going to maintain the vision and keep working towards that. And I hope that Kim can be that guy.
Well, we all hope for downtown to really to be that phoenix rising from the ashes, so to speak, and really become what it can be. I think it's important for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you look on, if you watch WVU Sports on TV, what do they show? They don't show Cheat Lake all the time. You know, which is, Cheat Lake's nice. They don't show Cooper's Rock. What they're showing, they show the PRT. They show High Street. They show the Mon River. They're showing Morgantown. So let's all get behind Morgantown and let's work to support our local businesses for one, invest in the buildings, invest in the homes. Let's if it's it's easy to sit and say, someone else will do that. We need more people who are going to get behind it and work to make the town that we want to all have and a town that we want to pass on to our children and their children.
Yeah, maybe as realtors too, we can try to make a goal to focus on some of that for this coming year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, you guys, your realtors, you see a lot of people. You see people when they move to town. And that, I think, you know, if someone's moving from a thriving community to work at WVU, a thriving downtown to work at WVU or the hospitals, and they're looking for a house and Compass, you know, you guys are great realtors and you're some of the best in the business. They are going to want to probably know about the maybe the nightlife or some of the small businesses and the stories behind it. And you know, you guys have a lot of power to improve our downtown and change the perception. They're building houses everywhere out in here in Cheat Lake, which that's good for builders and jobs and realtors and everybody else.
I think one of the most difficult things to overcome will be reaching out to those building owners and figuring out a way that maybe, you know, have some investors for profit share to finish those spaces out that are not so
right habitable. Exactly. And that's another hard thing is how do you manage someone who owns a property owner who maybe lives out of town, maybe not, who has an asset to our town that needs to be filled and needs to be vibrant and thriving. How do we work with them to ensure that that is happening and that they're not sitting on these properties and doing nothing?
Yeah.
So that it's a fine line to walk in terms of, well, you own it outright. It's yours. You have a lot of power to do what you want with it, but also for the community, how can we fill it with a vibrant business or retail space or housing?
Definitely. Well, as we get ready to wrap up, you got any final thoughts you want to share with us?
Again, just thanks for having me on the podcast. I think we've got a great community. It's a wonderful place to live, work, and play. And I think there's a lot of great people here, and the stories need to be told. And you guys are doing that. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Definitely. Well, thanks for coming out, man. A really nice, and I tell you, I really like your enthusiasm. I like your heart for Morgantown. It's obvious, it's genuine, and you're really all in for Morgantown here. And it's nice to meet you, AJ. Glad to know a little bit more about you and what you're doing for the community.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for having me, guys, again, and thanks for all that you do.
Let's do two plugs before we wrap up. AJ, why don't you give one for Citizens Bank?
Yeah, Citizens Bank of Morgantown. Like I said, we're the locally owned hometown bank. We're right on High Street next to the courthouse. You know, we work to make banking as easy as possible. We've got all online mobile banking. We do any type of loans, car loans, home loans, small business loans. And we make it, because of our size, we make it really easy to work with us. And we know you. We know that you're trying to do what your situation is, and we work to make it as easy as possible to do that.
Excellent. Aaron, do you mind giving one for the Cranberry here too?
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today on the Community Podcast. We're coming to you today from the Cranberry Hotel out here in Cheat Lake. It's a brand new hotel, brand new, updated, beautiful place. We're coming to you from the business center here, and we thank them very much for sponsoring this and allow us to use this space here. So, guys, get involved in the community. Get downtown. Take advantage of some of the things you can do inside and outside down there. And thanks for tuning in.